This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Gwich'in artist Colleen Furman-Thomas is from Fort Yukon and is known for her abstract paintings. KMBA's Hannah Bissett talked to the artist about her work and recent artist residency with the Anchorage Museum.
In her piece, Boundaries as Battle Lines, Thomas uses a brush to make vertical stacks of gray and brown. In the gray, porcupine quills and moose fur are placed in a way to demarc and mark a boundary between layers of earth and colored streaks.
For me, painting is a way to process the world. I tell people it's kind of like a therapy.
Where gray is more prominent, porcupine quills and moose fur is laid towards the horizon, acting like a boundary to the mountain-looking void in between.
Well, my work is mostly inspired by nature and my Gwich'in culture.
Her work intertwines traditional painting methods with porcupine quills, fur, and feathers to showcase nature, the life around her, as well as her own life experiences.
In a lot of my paintings, I have little circle shapes or like looks like hoops or something. And to me, those are represent snares, like entrapping. They just represent things that can catch you up or to a warning to beware of what's around you. Even just a reminder that, you know, death is close by.
In June, the Anchorage Museum selected Thomas to be its virtual artist in residence of the month. Her next show will be from August 6th through the 31st at Well Street Art Company in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, I'm Hannah Bissett.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.